Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, people? Welcome back. Cooling out. Another episode.
This is Kev.
And it's Rel. What number is this?
109? 110?
That sound about right. It's one of those. We up there now. We hit the century mark, and now it's time to go to 200. Looking at your fantasy, Nick?
No.
It's looking good for you.
No, it's not.
It is. Kevin and I are going against each other this week
it's
in fantasy.
It's not looking, no.
Nah, it was only one night.
No.
You got more players than me tonight, and you got some big players tonight.
I had the biggest one yesterday.
He went off, but my big dog went a little harder.
I shut my phone off at like 10, and then I wake up. I check my phone today in the morning, and I get an alert that Kevin Durant leads historic comeback with 49 points. I was like, fuck.
But you know what happened?
What?
Aaron Gordon, who's also on my fantasy team.
That's what I learned later on, had back tightness.
Yeah, he had back tightness.
And you never pray on that, folks.
But, so, you know, it's funny. I didn't watch the game, but I remember, like, looking. It was, like, the second quarter, and Aaron Gordon had 0 points and 4 rebounds. And I was like, yo, he's reliable to get me at least 30, 40 fantasy points a night.
Yeah.
But supposedly, like, he was hurting KD's shine. Because apparently KD didn't go off until Aaron Gordon went out. He was hurt. But KD got us 82 fantasy points. So, I mean, you take the average out. He basically got enough for him and Aaron. You know, Giannis went off, though. He was having a terrible game in the beginning.
I was watching.
And I was like, yo,
I came home to 5 points. I was like.
I was like, this is all I need.
Just
is
my
Giannis.
Luck.
And he still had, for his quality and caliber of player, a very subpar game. 18 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 blocks. Finished with 60-something fantasy points.
I was like, yo. He did what he could.
He literally went from like 9 fantasy points to 60-something.
I was watching.
In like 2 quarters.
That's what fantasy will have you do, watching the Hornets Bucks on a Monday
yo,
night.
I'd be sitting at home just like refreshing like the whole time. Like refresh.
I just meditate and let it go now. I was like that. I was just saying, yo, I can't do this.
You got some players tonight. You got Devin Booker.
That's it. I think Conley. Devin Booker's playing tonight?
Yeah. Oh. Conley, I've been on your year. I've been scouting. You got Devin Booker, Conley. That's it. Nah, you got Lonzo. He hit a miss.
He will miss.
If they playing.
Trade his ass.
He gets
will
points,
miss.
Rebounds, and assists.
On some nights.
Some nights and some steals.
Some nights.
He better than Brandon Ingram.
I wouldn't even say that. He's so hit or miss.
I got to check out the season rank. I'm almost positive he's ranking higher than Brandon Ingram. Because Brandon Ingram is so ass. He's such a waste of my time.
They should trade him.
He get at least, even when he has good games, he has at least 6 turnovers to just cancel all that shit out. I be watching him play, and I'm just like, yo, why do I have you on my squad? Bron lied to me again.
Why? What happened?
First it was Shabazz Napier. Yeah. I thought he was going to be the next Kemba Walker. He had the same little path that took UConn to the championship. Bron was talking heavily about him. I can only imagine how Pat Riley feel. I was like, yo, yeah, Shabazz dope.
Yeah, you put the okie doke on
him. And now you out here talking about Brandon Ingram, the second coming.
Does he ever talk favorably about a good player? I think Kevin Love might be the only one.
And even that's questionable.
Now it is.
But no, you
at
see.
At the time. But it was obvious too, so that don't even count. But he can't even have that.
He has the Michael Jordan syndrome.
Yeah.
All great players, they can't scout for nothing. Like,
yeah.
It should be, pray Bron don't become an owner. Cleveland, the Cavs going to be terrible. Just like.
Yeah, they're going to be bankrupt.
Oh, man. But yeah, there ain't no love lost out here for you.
I'm just doing what I can. I'm
trying to go to 6-1 out here.
I know. I'm just trying to stay afloat. I don't have no hope in my team. They're too hot and cold.
What, you 2-4?
2-4. Damn, I needed that one against Austin. Oh.
Oh, nah, he smacked you, though. Oh, no. Was that when I was close? That, and you,
so
and
when I came back 200-plus, and then that final night, I lost by, like, 20 or something.
Oh, that's the worst. Mm-hmm. I lost in fantasy football yesterday by 0.57.
Those are crushing.
And these are, like, I'm, like, on the cusp of the playoffs. 0.57 of a point?
Mm-hmm. I know. How many times the Warriors play this week?
I don't know. I didn't look at it that deep. Hopefully 3 or 4.
I will.
Because, I mean, KD, you know. But I think, so this about to mess
up,
though.
Steph coming back.
Steph might come back on Thursday.
Again, this is what fantasy have you doing. Ruining for your enemies.
I saw Boogie's almost in game shape.
But he's not coming back during this week. I don't care about that.
Not this week, but in
a
month.
I'm talking about fantasy.
Yeah, but in a... Oh, you care about this week.
Yeah, I don't care about...
I'm already a champion. I'm thinking about the future, man. I'm thinking about the playoffs. Your ass, you take it a week by week for real. I'm thinking about the playoffs. I'm going to get Boogie come back. He going to hurt my... You know, he going to hurt Durant.
Yeah, he's coming in. Wild out in the 2019.
Taking rebounds from him. Points.
He coming to wild in the 2019.
I need Aaron Gordon to get back to being himself. Aaron Gordon.
Nah, my boy Isaac Shine.
Oh, I got Blake going tonight.
I saw.
We'll see. He's really hit or miss, though.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right.
One night, he only had 12 points.
Okay.
But he made it up with rebounds and assists and other things. He ended with like 45 fantasy points. But he's in the caliber of player where he should be having at least minimum 50 fantasy points. Oh, okay. My God.
This nigga.
Sleep with my boy, though. Montrezl Harrell. He been putting...
Nah, he's an animal.
Yo, he been putting in work.
Is he playing tonight?
Nah.
Thank God.
I looked. He's one of the most reliable people on my team. He guaranteed
the fringe.
He guaranteed to give me 40 fantasy points on any given night.
I ran into one of my coworkers today, and... he always just comes up to me like wishing me the best of luck.
He'll respect
you. He might have
you.
To actually stop talking to me.
He'll respect you.
You might be a curse now that I think about it. But he was like how, because I told him we were playing, and he's the one that put Jeremy Lamb on waivers and created this monster.
I don't know how, you know what's so funny? I had Jeremy Lamb last year, and last season he was like real hit or miss, but the games that he was like, really good
hit?
In.
Yeah.
He was hitting. And now he's starting this year. Last year he was off the bench. And I was like, oh, I'm for sure going to snag him. Because he had, I forgot who released him, but whenever he released him, he had like two games in a row where he had 30 fantasy points each game. And I was like, oh, all right. And I was like, all right, cool, snatch. So I forgot who I dropped for him. Jeremy Lin at the time, who sadly is now balling. I had him on my bench the other night. He had 50 fantasy points on my bench.
Hey, do that again this week.
I wanted to grab Wade because he was available.
Yeah,
but
nice.
I slept on him.
I did too. I saw it, but it's just like, how long are you going to be playing?
Me too. I was like, you can't be doing this. I was going to drop
Malik. I don't have those options.
I was going to drop Malik Monk for him. But
I should have looked in the mirror. Who are you?
Yeah, you should have picked him up just off name alone. You need names on your roster. Team camaraderie.
We looking Melo still injured.
You need a vet in the locker room.
14, 15 year vet.
You need a vet.
No, I'm like when what was it? The 16, 17 Cavs. I'm Bron, yo. We top heavy.
top heavy as fuck.
I gotta go to management. We need another playmaker.
Yeah, I be still. All I do. It sounds sad and like I don't have a life. But like, so like right now, my phone is. Woke up this morning, my alarm going off. I'm like hitting my phone. The screen is black, right? And you would think like the thing that bothers me the most about the fact that I don't have a phone is probably, oh yeah, you can't, you know, you're not in communication. People know it's because I can't check fantasy all day. That's all I do is like literally check fantasy, both football and basketball, mostly basketball though, and see who's available, what's going on, what's on the stats. I'm trying to win.
I had a sickness. I'm trying to heal. Best believe, first thing I do Monday. Did I win?
That's all you care about. Did I win?
I win? Then I thank God for another day of life.
Yo, you stupid. Said, then I thank God for another day of life. Oh, man. But nah, I'm mad I slept on Wade. But I got
money plays.
I got some other sleepers. You see, because I had Jeremy Lin in the beginning of the season, but he was playing like ass. So mm-hmm. I had to let him go. And lately, he's just been picking it back up. So he's still out there. Picked him back up.
Yeah, I got to scurry the market.
Yeah, your boy tripping, whoever let go Jeremy Lamb. He don't watch enough on his games.
Yeah, I shook my head at him.
Thanks a lot. Created this monster. Actually, I don't have the best team.
Who does?
It's between, I think, Stephon's team or Ant's
That's
team.
That's who I was talking to.
Oh.
Stephon.
Maybe it's not Stephon's team. It's Ant's team and then someone else. But I know I have the fourth most points scored in the league. There's like, I think I have like 7,400. Mm. And then someone in our league already has 8,100 points scored. Yeah. And I'm like, Yeah. So it's like right now, it's working out for me. I'm just like, I have favorable matchups each week. So if I put up, you know, 13, someone's putting up 11. But there's weeks where like, this past week was the first week that I actually got the highest score in the entire league.
Congratulations.
And I only got that by 0.4.
God.
So what do we get if we win the week? Was it like $20?
$10.
$10?
And then if you go again, you get the $20.
Oh, yeah, the pot. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Every week you win, it goes up. And then when someone else wins, then
it
resets to $10.
Yeah. I wouldn't know about that.
Last year, I didn't win, but I won $20. It was a good feeling. You win something back.
Tell me about it.
Nah, you got high score 1 week.
I don't recall that. Maybe I really don't recall that.
Last week or the week before last, whatever week, it's only been 2 weeks you won. Go back.
I definitely haven't. Oh, in this league? I think that last year. I definitely haven't had the highest score this
year. Yes, you did.
No way.
I remember looking one week like, oh, damn, Kev put up like 1,600 points.
At the end of the week?
Yeah.
I gotta look through that.
That's $10.
Because anything back now would be a blessing.
I mean, it's only 2 weeks for you to look at. So it's
That's true.
It ain't much to scour through. Like,
I know it was the first week. If I had faced anybody else, I would have won.
Yeah, that first week you put up.
That was about the only one I remember.
Yeah.
1,600 from who?
That's crazy. You put up that many points and you didn't even have Devin Booker that first week.
That would have made one optimistic, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Giannis is holding your
then
team.
Then reality
down.
Set in. He only playing 3 times this week.
Who has Boogie?
I don't know.
That's going to be. If one of these like really good teams have Boogie
juggernaut.
Just holding on, I'm like, I got Isaiah Thomas, but he look like he gonna play it all this season.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard a lick about him.
They said it was no timetable for his return in the beginning
and
of October.
Deep. Where is he?
He ain't nowhere. But I'm gonna hold on to him for dear life.
Just you never know.
Just in case he does come back, I'll trade him for the right. You know, hold on to him. We got 2 injury slots. I'll be scared. I might pick Melo fat ass back up.
Heard a peep from him.
Hold on to him for dear life too.
Did he quietly retire?
Ain't heard a word. I've been scouring his socials.
Ever since his representative sent out feelers to teams.
That's the last we heard about it.
Nigga went home and ate Thanksgiving dinner.
Where no feelers returned. This nigga probably gonna come back out 10 pounds overweight. That shit is crazy. Oh, Matt Random. Amanda Bynes.
What about her?
She reemerged yesterday.
Where?
On the internet. She released the article. I forgot what magazine. But like, you know, she's been gone for like at least 7 to 10.
Amanda Bynes from all that?
Yeah. She's been like out of the public eye for God knows how long.
What was wrong with her?
Drugs and shit. She's just living her life. I should've known. But I saw this headline this morning where it was on Twitter. Where Amanda Bynes supposedly told Drake that she wanted him to kill her pussy.
I saw that, actually.
And she said, yeah, that was true, but I also was on drugs.
Oh, so this is her rebrand?
Yeah.
Or she's sober now?
Yeah, she's like putting herself back out there on the market.
So what's she doing now? Acting? What? What's she trying to sell?
Oh, I don't know. I think she probably going to try to get back in the movies or something like that. It's like, you know, my reemergence, I'm back. She was popular when she was young. She looked wild different now.
I imagine.
But it must be the drugs. It never ages them well.
No.
Even when they get clean, they look crazy.
Do you see Lindsay Lohan when she videotaped? She went on Instagram Live.
Is recent?
Like a month or so ago, uh-huh. Maybe in the summer. She went on Instagram Live and she thought this little kid was being kidnapped by her parents. So she started tracking the parents. And she tried to take the kid from the parent and got pushed down. And she started crying on Instagram Live that she got attacked. You probably find it on the internet or something. I was gonna say, yo, what the fuck?
These drugs.
Have you seen the Olsen twins?
Oh, they look terrible.
Wow. And they're like, well, not rich, like wealthy, but I don't even, they're not human.
They look crazy. And they're like, what, 33, 34? Yeah. They look scary.
They look like a different species. Because
they also skinny as hell, which doesn't make them look any more healthier. And they just look old.
Old.
Was it Nicki Minaj that said they look like wrinkled? Wrinkled old bananas or something like that?
I don't know.
Someone said they look like bananas, like spoiled bananas. I think it was Nicki Minaj. That was like 6-7 months ago, though. But someone did, and there's like memes all over IG about it. They look terrible.
That's wild.
They look terrible for 33,
34. The fame.
All that money.
All that money.
Go get your skin stretched back. What you doing?
That's true.
They look crazy.
You can afford to look like whatever you want.
It's probably only so much pulling they could do. This will probably only so much.
Nothing else to work with?
Nah. They can't weigh no more than 100 each.
That is crazy.
And that's a stretch. They look scary.
But hey.
Hey, to each his own. So I'm not out here shaming anybody.
Word.
That's not how I get down.
Get your money, live your life.
Live your life. Speaking of not shaming anybody.
What?
There was some reports.
Let him live.
Huh?
He doing him.
This your boy.
No, sir.
Kev, you future Hall of Famer, Superman. That was your boy.
Superman.
That was your boy. So there's been some reports. Excuse me. Surfacing on the internet about Mr. Dwight Howard. Mm. And his supposed, alleged.
Alleged.
Alleged. I don't have no proof. I wasn't in the bedroom, beloved.
Gotta throw alleged.
Ain't no videos. His alleged sexual encounters, mm-hmm. and relationships with numerous,
mm-hmm.
transgender men, women. I'm not sure.
But it came to light.
Yeah.
Because he was accused of cheating on one particular.
stop.
What? I'm just telling the facts.
He was in a relationship.
And he stepped out. Mason
Ujili, I think his name is.
So he identifies as a him.
He identifies as a gay man, which is crazy.
Okay.
He says he's a transgender, but he identifies as a gay man.
Okay, I don't want to disrespect.
So he is a he.
He. Yeah, he aired him out.
I saw some screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
Some questions.
Do I try to dodge him?
He tried his best. What are you talking about? It was a lot of, oh, did your
family? Why are you asking me that?
Yeah, it was a lot of that. That's what it was. Did your family know that you like transgenders? Why are you asking me that? Just come clean. There's nothing to come clean about. Like, it was a lot.
Damn.
I don't know why he even responded.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know why he even responded.
Damn, Dwight.
Damn.
How many kids does he have?
Nah, I know he got 9 baby mamas. Oh, 9 kids, 8 baby mamas.
Isn't he in the church?
At least he used to be. What? I know he used to be like. That's what she said also. I forget this guy's name. The transgender man that came out against Dwight Howard. He said the reason why he was like putting him on blast and telling all his business and outing him was because, which is like, this is the craziest spin of it all. Dwight Howard's pastor was threatening his life.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
And I the first time I read it, I just kept reading. Like, yeah, his pastor was threatening my life. And I'm like, what?
And then one of Dwight's associates offered him money?
Yes, hush money.
You got a loyal team.
They offered him hush money, but that was in conjunction with them threatening his life. And that's why he decided
What a team.
To out him just in case something happened to him. He said he feared his life. But supposedly this same guy tried to out Playboy Cardi in 2017.
And that turned out to be fake.
Yeah, so they met backstage at Wildin' Out. That's what he said. Let me get this guy's name because I think that's important. All this half-ass reporting. What? Why are you on what?
Wilding out.
What? What's this man's name?
Oh, yeah, Dwight. Just play through it. Keep grinding. I don't hear that.
Damn, I got to find this
Stay focused. Maintain your goal to play till 40.
Marcine Elige, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Don't let this impede you from playing till 40, Dwight. You stay focused on your goal.
This is wild. But you know the crazy thing about this? It's like if this is Dwight Howard's life, you know, more power to you. We all entitled to like what we
That's
like.
That's a lot of distractions.
But the first of all, you got 8 baby mamas. That's a lot right there.
And then you adding in
this and then
and alleged parties.
Alleged parties. You got a lot of free time on your hands. He got a lot of free time. When are you playing basketball?
And you still want to play till 40.
I don't know when.
How?
He might not have a choice but to.
That's true.
Pay for all these kids and keep up this lavish lifestyle.
That is true.
That's a lot.
People really maximizing these 24 hours a day.
I feel lazy now. I'm like, shit. But so the crazy part, I saw something on Twitter, right, where someone was like, the way, because people were bashing him on Twitter, Dwight Howard on
shocking.
Twitter. Yeah, not shocking at all. Not at all. But he was saying, I saw one tweet, and I was like, damn, it actually resonated with me. He was saying the reason why Dwight Howard and his pastor were actively threatening Marcine Elige's life, allegedly, if that's true, is because of, you know, society's view on homosexuality and the way people are treating it. Like, look at all this backlash Dwight Howard's getting on social media. He has to, and, like, I'm not going to say that, but I can understand why one would be threatening someone's life for a secret that valuable. That can damage that. Well, that is damaging his brand.
Whether it's true or not.
Exactly.
Because regardless of what comes up, just comes the allegation. Next, yeah. People are only going to remember this.
Yeah. So I see. It made sense. I was like, yo, I understand why he would fight hard to hide that, because him not hiding, look at the backlash he's got. People have been shitting on him.
Who knows how his teammates view him, players around the league.
What? You in a locker room with all men. Like,
they looking at you.
They need answers. Looking at them.
That's just what the Wizards need.
Yeah. That's exactly what they need, right? But you know, son. Let me calm down. It's all dots are connecting right now.
What?
Before the season started, Dwight Howard had an injury.
Oh no. God forgive me.
And then he re-aggravated it. That's why he's not playing now. He had this like weird like pulled muscle in his buttocks.
Jarrell.
What? I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
I'm just reporting. I listen. I'm thinking outside the box. I'm starting to see things.
Wow.
Dots are being connected. And he just re-aggravated. That's why he hasn't played the past 4 or 5 games.
A crazy
I'm not
puzzle.
Saying anything. I'm just saying it's That's a weird a coincidence. These allegations come out, your buttocks is hurting. Like, I'm just saying. But overall, if that's his life, you gotta let him live it. I'm not even, you know, honestly, I'm not even making fun of him, like seriously making fun of him. If anything, like everyone's sexual preferences are their preferences. But
yeah, do you, but damn.
Yeah, this is just terrible.
To be this way, yeah.
Yeah. It's so unexpected. So unexpected.
Every other day.
You never know.
What a crazy league.
And then everyone's like, oh, you know all these niggas in the A, all these down low brothers in Atlanta. And I was like, damn. You never know. He got 9 kids. Look at him.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I was like, yo, Twitter's undefeated.
Undefeated.
What else has been going on? We got the 6ix9ine fiasco.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the Breakfast Club talking about how untouchable he was.
Only fear God and the feds.
That was the second part is key.
Feds pick him up, allegedly to save his life. Gang members that want to violate him,
harm him,
yes. And then most recently I read they were in court together, and when they were leaving, his former manager yelled that we don't bend, we don't break, we don't fold, and then said it's Treyway to him, and that feds have an informant, which his lawyer, Tekashi's lawyer, fears. Yeah, so
he yelled that in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. To him when they were leaving, and allegedly it caused like an uproar, but yeah, he said that to him. And they said that his trial starts next September. They're gonna be using his Instagram.
Who, Tekashi?
Who?
Whose trial starts next September?
September, yeah, 2019.
Damn, yo, it's crazy how they keep you in jail for that long.
I was just thinking that. I was like, damn, next Labor Day. That's make why, you cherish your freedom.
That's why I stay above the law. Oh my God. I'll be playing no games. Next Labor Day?
Next Labor Day.
And you better hope it don't get suspended or nothing like that. Like mm-hmm. the dock is too full and they got to push it back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but they're going to be using his Instagram, all that. All their Instagrams as evidence. Yeah, they had they said social media search warrants or something like that. I didn't know what that. I didn't know you needed that. But.
That part always baffles me. Like people are now educated enough and aware of the fact that like the feds, even like the local police, can like get warrants to access the social media
mm-hmm.
to use it as evidence against you know them for incriminating offenses and things of that nature.
What is stopping somebody from just deleting everything? They probably just have all this already compiled.
Oh, it'll be in the metadata somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Nothing is ever permanently deleted. If they actually want to spend the time to recover that stuff, they can.
Oh, okay. That's hence the search warrant.
But these people almost never delete this stuff. I personally have people, I ain't putting them on blast. People mm-hmm. I know from back home got guns and drugs and shit on their IG, and I just be looking.
How many likes?
Huh? A lot. I just be like, damn. Oh, you'll never get life from me. Never. I ain't even tied to this shit. I don't even know you niggas. quick.
You saw him on the Explore page?
Yeah. We went to the same high school. That's about it. Like, that's where that shit stopped. All right. But nah, I just be seeing people post that, and I'd be like, even if you are doing that,
that shit never get the post.
That shit is dumb. I know why you post and you want to be seen.
No, but that's so dumb.
Oh, it's ignorant. It's ignorant as hell.
No, it's dumb.
Yeah, you're right. It's past ignorant. It's just dumb.
People are watching.
It's just dumb. It's like
the would you want to bring any kind of that kind of attention to yourself?
It's like the fakest criminal shit ever. Ever.
Imagine being a criminal mastermind posted on Instagram.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. I couldn't even get it out. It don't make any sense.
It don't make no sense.
But
hey, man, Labor Day. That's not the life I live. So, you know,
have there been any updates about his album? I know it got pushed back.
I read today that he released it.
Oh, see, I don't be checking like that.
That's what I read, that he released it because he's sad about his decision, he wants his fans to enjoy the music. About his position, the position he's in, he wants fans to enjoy the music. So he released it, but I didn't verify on any you know, streaming sites or other sites. You know, I didn't really verify.
We don't get down like that.
See if you know, word will come back. I'll check my Rap Caviar or something pop up.
I mean, he need the bread, though, I would presume.
Yeah, because I read they froze his accounts. But yeah, you got...
Son, that's bullshit.
You got lawyers to pay. A security team still allegedly needs to be paid.
How are they going to freeze his accounts knowing that he needs access to those assets in order to pay for
it's
his
legal almost like
fees?
The feds want him to do something for them. It's weird.
Yo,
what?
Oh, I wish we had the camera right now. It's almost as if the feds want to put him in a situation where he has to use them. Oh.
And help them out. Loose whatever lips. They may need. But hey, who knows?
Ooh. Hard to determine.
Hard to determine.
I would never know.
I can't really decipher. Again, ain't my life.
We'll see. That shit is crazy. It's just so odd that, like, literally a week after that interview.
Yeah.
Bow. Less than a week.
This entire run has been in, like, about a year.
Yeah.
Had a great year.
Yeah, he was on the run. But him firing his team and all that, sound like he was trying to cut ties.
Now it makes even more. I was like,
Yeah, it was so
you know
odd.
What? What do I know? I don't employ it.
Some of that math he had in that Breakfast Club interview didn't make sense either.
Why? What was he saying?
He's like, yeah, you know, you get the, I'm supposed to be paid 20 for it, and you got to put, they gave me the 10 up front. But then I called my guy, you know, street nigga, and he told me, yeah, we just got 300 for it. And it, like, it was just,
$300,000?
Yeah, like, supposedly, like, they were.
Whoa. So he's supposed to get paid $24,000.
No, 20. But he says that he says he doesn't do a show for less than 100, I think he said.
Damn.
He doesn't do a show for less than 100. I mean, that's pretty common nowadays. A lot of these dudes making that kind of money.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
100-hour show?
When you actually...
Without an album?
He has an
album. Just a couple singles? Now he does.
Well, yeah, you don't really need to have an album.
I would love to know how many artists are making $100,000 a show.
That's probably more than you think, honestly. But it's not you getting $100,000.
Still.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying you'll probably get
to charge that for a show.
You'll probably get
maybe underrated. Maybe that's just a.
I'd have 100, depending on your contract with the record label and all that stuff. Some people get to keep their show money. Some people don't.
Oh damn! Yeah.
So, probably seeing like maybe 30. It's just still a shit ton of money.
Yes, it is.
We also got to think about your spending habits also.
Is this after you pay your team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your team, record label might want to cut.
It said he had $1.7 million in his account.
1 year, that's not too bad.
That's not bad.
It's surprising, though. I would have thought he had more. But if you see the way he spends, you see the way most rappers spend, though. Massive chains and all this jewelry. That shit ain't free.
I always wonder if I was that rich, what I'd buy. I'm more a gadget person.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably have one chain. These niggas be wilding out though.
Chain on chain.
Niggas be having a watch on
like
each
stop lights down the block.
Two watches on when it should be like so iced out. You can't even tell the time on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mad chains on. Niggas, I know your neck gotta be hurt. Just to carry all that weight up.
Damn, it's the just, life of a rapper.
It's too much jewelry. But it's also like, so they make a lot of money, but they spend a lot of money. Mm. And you gotta also think about how large their teams are.
Mm, that's very like, true, yeah.
He gotta pay security, but not even just that. You rolling around all these Treyway niggas.
Yeah.
They ain't running running around with you for free.
Or for fun, yeah.
Nah. Like, that's why, like, the larger your circle is, the more people you gotta take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm honestly, I'm not surprised he has 1.7 million.
It's actually a miracle.
It's actually a lot. That means how much money could he have potentially made?
Damn.
That's what's wild. How much money probably went through his hands.
Mm-hmm. And he should still have money coming in, no?
Depends.
True.
Depends on if he recouped his money yet from the record label, whatever money they gave him. I'm sure he's probably recouped because he's making hella money.
Yeah.
But then they probably also gave him another advance for this new album.
Damn. That's a shame. But we all make choices.
I highly doubt the record label is going to be promoting this album. So it'll be very hard.
You going to check it out?
I'll look for it. I didn't listen to his first album.
Me either. He had a first album?
Yeah. Fuck. Gummo or Billy or Stoop? No. That's how you know it. I ain't shit. He had...
Really. I like some of the singles, but not that. His music was never like for me, Willie, but nigga. I ain't no hater, dog.
Is Dummy Boy? Oh no, he never had an album. Dummy Boy is this?
Yeah, is it really out?
Oh no, he had Day 69. That was a mixtape. Yeah, Dummy Boy is his first album. He said it got released. Say
November
27th. Oh, so they got released today.
Yeah, okay then. Yeah, because I saw Academics tweet it.
Oh, because it got leaked. That's why. Yes. So they probably put it out.
Good.
It's a short album.
It don't have all these.
It's 34 minutes long.
34? I thought it had like six nine. Nicki and like Kanye.
Yeah, it got 13 tracks, but each track is like 2 minutes and some change.
How long is the Nicki and Kanye track?
Nick Mama, 312.
Oh God.
Yeah, these some short. It's a lot of short tracks on here.
Damn, is it even worth checking in 2018?
I mean, I don't know about that. Well, it might be because you know I don't have the attention span for some of this shit.
You said it's what, 34 minutes?
Yeah.
I ain't skim through.
Yeah, I hope this shit go in though. Honestly, because he need that bread.
Yeah, I hope this sells. Yeah, I forgot who I was talking to.
Same about
coworkers. They were like, whether or not they were gonna hold up the album. Because initially, one of my coworkers told me that the label said they were just gonna postpone it, which I didn't think made sense because he's never gonna be. He's not going to be out for quite some time if he ever is again. Yeah. Like, promote the album. So, you might as well get at the height of all this attention, drop it and see what it could do and recoup what you can. Cause
yeah. I wonder if it didn't leak, if they still would have released
that's
it.
That's a good point.
Because it appears that they released it because it leaked.
Yeah. Because now, yeah, you just let it leak, you definitely not getting nothing.
Yeah, you got. they want something back off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This situation is.
I wonder what their backup was just to see how this plays out. As a label.
Could be.
I don't see it. Everything you read in, nothing says you can just walk free.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think from a record exec's standpoint, like what would be going through their mind to make them feel like we should probably hold off on this. Maybe just a negative press. But that don't make sense because rap music has always been
negative
press. I don't fucking know.
Well, the streets force they hand.
Yeah. As always. Shout out to no, I don't know if they was even the ones, but remember back in the days, rap Godfathers.
Yeah.
That was before niggas had streaming.
Yeah, man.
Yo, you got to download I'm locked the whole into the album. Streams
now, yeah.
Did you get shit. For Black Friday, the title was 3 months of premium with the hi-fi sound, all that shit for 99 cents.
I didn't get that email.
Yeah, I got the email. I didn't sign up for it though, but I thought about it, but then I was like, nah, I got Spotify. But that sound quality difference.
One of these days, when this Spotify run out, I might go to Apple. Get that 3.
Well, Apple.
I didn't know they had all these Jay-Z albums.
They got Jay-Z albums on Apple?
All of them except Reasonable Doubt.
Oh.
That's why I texted you that one time. Like, what is it between?
You surely did. You showed me. We did talk about that.
I was so confused. But then you explained it and made sense.
Yeah. Wow. But that's shocking. Jay-Z probably was like, all right, let me get some more money.
Yeah. Damn, that title's a good deal. I heard the sound really does make a difference.
You can hear the difference.
For 99 cents.
Yeah.
And his entire discography.
You can hear the difference, bro. Like, you can really hear the difference in the sound quality.
I'll wait till next.
I thought Apple Music Monday was giving out 6 months at one point. They were.
That's cool. The holidays around the corner.
They'll do it again.
See what Apple hit me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be on the lookout this time.
This is like my third email for title.
My Spotify about to run out. Hey,
you got to create some other emails.
I can still listen to Joe Budden on the free one, the free tier. I'm gonna miss my playlist though.
Create a new Spotify account. Oh, you lose them playlists though.
I might lock in.
That's what I do for Tidal.
What?
I just have this is like my third different email for these niggas.
I had them once, actually. Whenever it was that Jay-Z did those interviews exclusively for them, I signed up then. Damn. Yeah, I missed out. That's last June.
That's the one thing about Spotify. Spotify has the best playlist.
Mm-hmm.
The best. Yeah. And then they create those daily mixes for you. Oh.
Those be hitting.
Those be, I'm like, nigga.
I be like, what?
You know me. It just be hitting. I got four different daily mixes. God bless them.
Yeah, I'm at 2 at the moment.
Yeah, the more you diversify, they'll keep branching shit out. Okay. They'll just keep, I love it. I love it. But now, too bad my poor phone is darked out, so I ain't listening to no music.
Yeah.
Imagine a train ride with no music.
I can't. I need something.
That's just depressing. I've been hearing people conversations all morning. All this noise sound foreign to me. I'm like, people talking about it. Oh, man. Excuse me. I think we hit all of our topics for tonight.
Yeah, and how's your life?
It's all right. It's Gucci. Right. Just chilling, you know.
All right.
Work is work. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
But I love them, if y'all listening. Backtrack like a
that was your Thanksgiving, actually.
Oh, it was good. It was good.
Should reflect on that.
Oh shit, I forgot all about that. That shit last week went by so
4 quickly. Days went.
Oh, it was a blessing though.
It was
Thanksgiving holiday is like the one time where no one is emailing about work. Just quiet.
Quiet. Yeah.
Quiet. Will Ray Lewis said the violence. Nah, it was stupid nice. So went to my girl's mom's place first. Spent time with her family. Her mom cooked. That was good. Hung out with them for a little while. Then after that, went to my dad's house.
Yeah.
Crack.
Mm-hmm.
Crack.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. I don't know what it is. Ah, crack.
Mm-hmm.
About food that I'm just used to. You grow up with it.
Yeah.
Ah.
You don't have enough.
Nigga had me drinking the collard green juice. This shit. That shit was crack. Oh, then he sent us home with like these. Her mom did too, but with these, we like literally had so much food in the fridge. I feel bad. I threw a lot of that shit out.
Damn.
Cause I don't eat food after like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like her grandma was talking about how last year her brother, my girlfriend's brother, was eating food for a week.
Oh no, I ain't never one of these niggas.
I was like, oh shit.
You got about 2 on me. Three the most.
They get bro, so, I mean,
by the time Sunday hit,
Sunday.
We need a fresh cook up. These niggas crazy.
Sunday.
A week later, in a microwave?
Yo, hey. Sunday.
Some people are living on the wild side.
I was in the fridge, like, we gotta clear this shit out. Like, I felt bad. You know, there's mad homeless people. People are hungry, but like, I don't think they would want that shit.
Yeah.
3 days after, it ain't the same, beloved. Nigga made some cornbread. Shit was crack. Everything was just crack. It was good.
Yeah.
I was eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner Friday and Saturday, but then Sunday came and needed to, you know, replenish the fridge, needed something new.
Yeah.
What about you?
It was good. After work Wednesday, got on around like 2-3 o'clock, picked up a pie, went to my mom's, and I didn't leave until like Saturday. And she put her own like Caribbean spin on Thanksgiving. All the foods I haven't eaten since I moved out, I rarely ever eat. The oxtails and the curries and the, she's more of a ham person than a turkey. Cause she made it once and nobody ate it, so she ain't never forgave never us. Again.
She's never again.
I ate for like 3 people. Eggnog was there. I mean, I was doing so much shit I don't do. Sweets.
Oh yeah.
The it was really nice though.
That's
it was
good.
Nice, peaceful. Good to catch up with family because I don't show my face enough. That's thank God for the
nigga
holidays.
Live 30 minutes away from.
Oh
them.
My God, yeah.
I'm same not proud. Borough.
That's gonna become holidays again. Yeah, and then Saturday we all met up for brunch. What a fun ass day.
It was probably one of the best ideas we ever had.
Yeah, it did not disappoint.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
That shit was wild.
It was. It was. But yeah. It was good. We haven't all hung out in a while.
Saturday I ate for two, so I can't talk shit about you no more. Nigga got halal. It was pouring rain, so I'm like, oh, nigga, wait and check us for my Uber. I said, nigga, is that popcorn chicken? Full combo with the fries and everything.
Yeah, I've been on my best behavior.
Got up Sunday morning.
Oh.
Ugh.
No.
Disgusting.
I found my way to the treadmill somehow.
Never again.
Thank God. Nobody's in that gym with me. The fumes that much.
He's just looking over at you like. Just looking over at you like, okay, nigga. Whenever I have a night like that, bro, I'm not even like gassing. I have to take 2 showers. Yeah. I'll take a shower and I'll think I smell good. And then I'll sit down. I'm like, I'm gonna chill for an hour, take another shower.
Yeah, I've been, it's just been tea and water all week. I even touch coffee, just not even a sweetener, no milk, just black
it's
tea.
It's a wrap.
Just need to purify the soul.
Oh, you like the black tea? Oh, you don't like black coffee? That's what y'all was giving me shit for on Saturday.
I used to become a black, but the more you get into this corporate life, what's a little sweetener?
Yeah.
What's a little milk? And then, so now I'm just taking it back to the basics.
Yeah.
Cause those extra calories will pump you out.
Yeah. I just put a splash of half and half to the point where you don't even, where the coffee don't even change colors. That's how much I put, just one little drop. I'm like, all right, cool. So if I ever taste it in there and then I get a little excited, the rest of that shit just be black. It take a while to get used to drinking it like that, though.
Yeah, I know.
But I know, you drink it that way, 0 calories, man.
That's true. They got a cold brew they just opened up in the office. And they got the beer tap now, so.
Huh?
That's on Friday, though.
Oh, y'all on WeWork status?
I'm keeping it clean this week.
Y'all on WeWork status?
All right, so.
I'm not doing Friday. Huh? Okay, we'll talk about it. We got to be prepared this weekend. People.
This Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday. This Sunday. This Sunday. If you're in Brooklyn and Bushwick, fuck that. If you're in New York City,
come out.
Make your way to Bushwick
mm-hmm.
at the platform. We there from 4 to 6.
Yep, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Let's get it. Cooling out live podcast in collaboration with Free Game. Our boy Carl Folks. Y'all mm-hmm. already know him. Been on the podcast 3 times. Funny ass dude. Super educated. We coming to bring the same shit we bring on the podcast, but with a twist, because we're going to have our boy call this, so it's going to be super exciting, super live, super energetic. Please, please, please make sure you guys come out, support. We got the RSVP link and IG.
And IG on, and all our handles.
All of
my
our
handles.
My handle,
Rel handle,
personal handles,
cooling out handle,
and
Carl
on the
cooling
out handle. Make sure y'all RSVP, come check us out. It's only 2 hours out your day. Come support. It's going to be
nice, cheap. It's free. And there's wine.
And some nice
beer,
wine and drinks.
Coffee.
Get
tea
it.
Upstairs.
Come on.
Come on now.
Nice, beautiful group, man.
And it will not disappoint.
And
yeah.
We will not disappoint.
We just met up, like I said, last Saturday. We haven't lost a step.
Nope. We still got it.
We still got it.
But nah, for real, make sure y'all come support, support, support. Show up in full droves. We need them all.
Yeah.
We'll entertain you. It'll be a good time. Come see us live. It's our first live event, so we're super excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it as great as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah, man.
We did it.
We made it.
But nah, as always, guys, make sure you guys share, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Keep supporting Cooling Out. We'll keep putting on, you know, dope events, and we got some other stuff in the works in the future. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.